Welcome to A Game of Wits, a podcast of actual play experiences, gaming discussion, and product reviews for pen and paper and tabletop gaming. After a wildly successful Kickstarter campaign, Tremulous is now a mind-blasting reality. Many of you have followed our sneak peeks, and now I have a special treat in that you'll get to hear an actual play session of Tremulous in action. If you are a part of the Kickstarter and wondering what it's really all about, or if this is the first time you've heard about it, check out Tremulous. All of you have this kind of common interest in books, and our salesman, your name again?
Jason Freely.
Jason Freely. Mr. Freely is quite adept at pulling together, deals. And since books are in high demand, both of you have been customers of his before. And you've got somebody you're buying from. It's an estate sale in the town of Ebenezer, kind of an older mansion. And you've basically brought along these two to kind of close the deal, to look things through. You've acquired basically all the books, and there's a big store of them. And the executor of the estate, Larson, who has a reputation as a solicitor in the town. He's the only solicitor in the town.
Question.
Is that code for pimp?
Are we in England?
Where would you like Evan Eves to be set?
In Pennsylvania. In
sure. Centralia.
Centralia. Yeah, Centralia. Pennsylvania.
A few miles out of Centralia.
Yeah. Were there solicitors in the 1940s? Is this like an English solicitor or like somebody who, like, you know,
calls? He's a lawyer.
He's a lawyer, okay, all right.
Okay.
The executor of the estate
would probably be a lawyer.
But thank you.
No problem. He was supposed to meet you outside, and now you've been waiting for some 15, 20 minutes for the appointment. And basically, Mr. Freely here is going to get you the books, and you two get to look through them and pick out the choice results. And partly this is recovering for some perhaps less than ideal sales.
What's the executor's name?
Mr. Larson.
You almost lost it. Is that Danish Larson? Sen with an S-E-N?
S-S-E-N.
S-S-E-N. Mm. Very good. I am pleased. See, that's how you make names, huh?
What, you just throw a little Scandinavian on it and call it good?
Or Latin, you know, you could put some El Joshio into it. And
all right. So I'm going to lay out these options for the moves that you guys can take. Or you can just kind of tell me what you're wanting to do. You're sitting out
in
front of
this
older...
Hey, he's late.
He's late.
Is he present? Is this automobile here, or his horse and carriage, or whatever he rides?
You know, you don't see anything out here. No car.
Can I use any? See, my thing here says that my description said that I have strange dreams. And, you know, I spend a lot of time pondering the strangeness of the world, and my curiosity has led me to come across occult texts. So I'm wondering if I have any kind of, like, occult sense about the books. Like, if there are any books that I feel are especially...
Well, there aren't any... You're not actually in the estate and don't yet have access to any books.
Okay.
So you have some options. It may be helpful for you to look at that sheet and short stuff.
Ms. Cottrell would perhaps like to exit her vehicle and poke around the scene. See if there has been a car here, maybe a dog or a small puppy. Something that could give us some sort of clue.
Okay. So you'd like to poke around. So that ends up being...
Roll
plus
luck at 17. I think I'm going to do the same thing.
You could.
Okay, let's do it in cereal. Okay. But then you can poke around. But let's start with you poking around.
Oh my gosh! Wait, do I have minus two? No, on my might. That's fine. I have nothing wrong.
And the rolls are 2d6.
All the rolls are 2d6, and you would add your luck. So let's do one. Let's do the first one that we announced, and then we'll move from there.
Okay, it's a rod thing. No luck, because my luck is zero. Okay.
I have something I want to do also, but I'll wait for then.
Hiya, a 7.
Okay, so in the case of a 7 with poking around, you end up doing the following. So, generally, the way things break down is when you get a 6 or less, you didn't do well. Mm. When you do a 7 or 9, you did sort of well. And if you get 10 or more, you did really well. Okay. So, you got a 7, so you get one of these things. And I'll
find a red clown nose on the ground with a human nose inside.
It's a nose within a nose within a nose.
Okay, so as you're poking around, your name is
Sirion Contrell.
Sirion.
Yeah.
Sirion, as you
you're gonna have to go an octave higher with that.
Sirion Contrell.
No, that's part of
Sirion Contrell.
Okay. You're kind of poking around and looking for any signs of the executor, and you kind of notice that this building is looking in not so good repair.
Hmm.
Like, at any point, something could collapse. It looks like it should be condemned.
Gargoyle falling on my head?
No.
Okay. We're good.
No, but that's the sense as you're kind of looking around. You know, you're peeking in the window, seeing if the lawyer's around, that kind of thing.
Or we... Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's what you notice.
Well, see here, this building here seems a little destitute. Derelict.
You sound like Toad.
Toad?
From The Wind in the Willows.
Which one's Toad? What's The Wind in the Willows? Never mind, what's that?
It's a claymation show from the 70s and 80s from England.
Also a book.
Yeah.
Sounds like a book title.
They pulled off of Netflix on the instant download thing, so now you have to get the discs.
Oh.
We were watching, we were halfway through the series.
And driving is the only thing.
I'm still getting comfortable with my voice for the audience out here. We're experimenting, and we'll see what octave we settle at.
Okay, guys, so you had something in mind?
Yeah, so I would like to go, you know, I'm tired of waiting for the lawyer. I'm worried that he's going to try to charge us for this 15 minutes that he's been late. So I've kind of had enough of waiting around. I'm going to park my bicycle by the side of the house and just go in and try to sniff out some books.
Mm.
Okay. So you're opening up the door and you're poking around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just be mindful, Miss Chadwick.
So I got a 6.
Okay.
Crap. Maybe the door is rusted shut. I don't know.
Okay. So as you push on the door, there's a creaking sound, and you walk, you know, a few paces inside, and you notice kind of, as you put pressure from one foot down, there's a louder creak, and then kind of a cracking sound.
Hmm.
But that stops, and you're able to kind of look around, but this whole building seems to be have been swept entirely clean so far on the bottom level. You know, you notice the foyer and, you know, the kitchen and these kinds of things. You can tell that that's what they were, but they're sort of swept clean, but a layer of dust has accumulated since it was last cleaned.
Just make a fine auction house.
Do I notice a door to a basement? while I am in the house?
So you're looking around to, you know, see if there's anything
like if
a
there's
basement
a,
down?
Yeah, like a way to get down to a basement.
Okay. Is there anything you wanted to do first?
I wanted to go open the door and go in, but...
Okay.
I guess I'll poke around, too. Hell, why not?
Okay, so you can actually, you can, help our author. Sorry, the names are not sticking.
Claire.
You can help Claire, poke around and look for an entrance further down, if you want.
Sure.
Okay. So you're going to end up going first, and you're going to roll and then add the trust.
Mm. Boom. 9.
So 9 total. Okay. All right. So you're going to end up giving a +1, but you'll also be bound by whatever results happen next. Mm. So now you get to go ahead and roll, poke around.
Okay.
Interesting.
I wonder
which
if,
is
I think I get
an a bell rod luck. Pops out.
Oh, so we don't have any lore points. Unless I get a double 6. No. I got a 6.
You got a 6.
Well, you have +1 for me.
Oh, then I got a 7.
Good. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Disaster.
Ooh. Okay, so as you move through the other areas, you do kind of notice there's a sense that you're a bit higher than the land around you, than the, you know, the level of the earth. And as you keep looking around, you notice in the kitchen that there's actually kind of a somewhat hidden, but not intentionally, just kind of disused hatchway that seems to lead to some sort of storeroom below.
Hmm. Oh, I'll just fling it open and go on down there. It'd be a great...
It's the haunted root cellar.
Okay. Are you staying outside? Or are you following them in?
I'll stay at the doorway.
Okay. Just kind of keep an eye out for the lawyer. Okay. Are you doing anything else?
I am... threatening with violence, I'm not.
Okay.
No.
All right, so you're going to pull up the door?
Yep.
Okay.
Sorry. I think this building's going to kill us. I think it's the music.
But it's the middle of the day. I mean, like, nobody dies in a house in the middle of the day.
Okay.
You never saw Texas Chainsaw, did you?
So, as you step down and pull up the trapdoor, there's kind of a set of wooden stairs leading down lower into what looks like a root cellar.
Hmm.
And there is something kind of odd about the construction of it. And as you begin to head down, you hear that same creaking, cracking sound, and as you reach the bottom of the stairs, there's a huge, wooden plank that is supporting things, and as you begin tromping down, you hear a cracking sound, and you can tell that it's about to fall on top of you. So I want both of you to make... act under pressure rules.
Yeah.
So how do we do this? Roll. Wait, how do we do the... an act under pressure roll?
Is that a might roll?
Act under pressure is a roll plus reason.
Hmm.
Roll plus reason.
That's an
so I got an 8.
6.
Okay.
She survives.
Does that mean I managed to grab a book before and then before I both run out?
Okay. So, you have a few options. You know, you can either rush out of the way of this falling plank, but you might be trapped down here.
Stuck there forever.
Or in your attempts to dodge this, you can end up pulling even more of the door down, of the floor down.
Meaning we'll be more trapped down there forever? Because the staircase, like, falls apart?
Yeah, meaning that, like, you you might cause more instability along the in all of the floor. Or you can just get out of the way and kind of be trapped down here. So that's your choice.
So, like, be trapped or what was
or risk lowering the stability of the whole foundation.
Oh. Well, I guess I'll just have to say I have to be trapped then.
Okay. All right. You're going to be hit on the shoulder by the rotting plank, and it's
zombie going wood.
To and it's going to and it's going to inflict a point of health damage.
Whoa.
What does that do to me?
First casualty.
It ends up.
All your rolls are minus one for the rest of the game.
Boom. No.
Well, good thing there are lots of medicinal roots and herbs in this root cellar, Mr. Freely. I'm well versed in these arts due to all of my reading on this topic.
Okay, let me just double.
Is that why they call it a root cellar? Yes, haven't you heard of the healing cabbage poultice? It works best with rotting cabbage.
Rotting cabbage. Kimchi.
Kimchi.
Yuck.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. So, you suffer a point of damage, so go ahead and roll and add the damage to it.
Four.
Oh, okay. It's the same... The same system.
Okay.
It smells really good.
That's the harvest welcome.
Okay. So in this case, you are going to go ahead and just take damage. So you end up being scuffed up. So you have a scrape.
Okay.
And his health stays at one.
His health stays at one, or you know, still moves down to one.
Moves down to one.
I had the option to have some other things happen. In this case, he just got hurt.
Okay,
and so you're scuffed up. You're above the plank, still, you know, coming down the stairs, and Claire is trapped down in the cellar.
I never liked her anyway.
Your trust says
you can't have a refund on that.
Okay. So outside you hear a big crash and the sound of something breaking on the inside.
Alarum. Should I rush in? I ask.
Sirian, are you up there? Can you help us?
Let me check my automobile, see if I have any rope to pull you out if you're stuck.
At least bring us something nice to read while we're trapped down here, if you would.
What's this we?
Are you trapped halfway up the stairs? Or
I'm not trapped at all. I'm above.
You just hit.
Yeah.
Now I gotta look. Is Claire, can she climb out, or can I climb down to meet her, or...
It's kind of like this plank has kind of like obliterated and blocked the stairs.
Can she hear us? I can't see her at all?
You can't really see her, but you can hear her.
Alright, Claire, well, have a good one. I'm out.
Mr. Freely, yellow. Can I tell you that you sold me a bum typewriter? I think you owe me one. Can you pull me out of here?
I'll go around the outside looking for a window into this cellar.
Okay.
Or a back door or something.
I think I see one right across the way here.
All right, I'll let you out there.
I'll start unlatching it.
Okay, she unlatches that layer out.
Way to railroad the
hang on.
The keeper.
Yeah, that's how we railroad.
I see.
So are you attempting to... are you attempting to look for an escape, or do you want to more think about, like, how root cellars are constructed?
I am thinking about much. I'm looking for an escape.
Well, do I see any, like, wooden crates or anything, you know, that I can, pile up and stand on and just unlatch the window and...
We could set up a roll. Do you want to do yours first?
I'm looking for an escape.
From the access from the outside?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead and do that first. You can make a poke around roll.
That's plus reason?
Luck.
Plus luck. I want to think of a way out.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
How can you get in?
Yeah, how okay. can I... Yeah.
All right, go ahead and roll plus reason.
Six.
Do you have any reason?
No. I have no good reason to be here.
Well, can I try to figure out a way that would be the best way to get us out of here?
Yeah,
can
you
I
can go ahead and make
puzzle
that
thing now? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to puzzle things out.
Yeah. How do they build these cellars? What's the best way to get out if the stairs are up?
I grew up in an old building. This kind of reminds me of our old root cellar back in the old farm. All
right, so I got an 8. And then, I'm gonna, because I have this creative thinker move here, so I get to roll passion, do roll plus passion instead of roll plus reason.
For puzzle
oh,
things
cool.
out?
Yeah, so I actually got a 10 with all of that
okay.
put together.
Okay, so you have the option to ask any three of the questions here, or gain a point of lore.
What did this here? What did I roll? A 10.
10.
Oh, 3 questions. Okay, alright.
Does this have the basic moves? I just want to calm down. Okay, so there. Okay, no problem. Cool.
I think I'm going to try to gain lore.
Okay, you want to gain a point of lore?
Yeah.
Okay, so kind of, you know, as you're poking around through this cellar, you notice some odds and ends and interesting things, but you don't really find a route out.
Half-eaten corpses.
No, nothing like that. Some interesting things in jars and collected old roots. So you're kind of passing the time. Okay.
That's fine.
So, outside, you finally can hear the roar of what sounds like a motorcycle, of all things. And you can hear it kind of rumble up, and you see that this figure is driving down the same road that you came up and kicking up a cloud of dust. And they're clearly headed right for this building as they're coming up.
I want to... Go on, sorry.
No, go.
Terminate your book. I'd like to reason things out, see if
puzzle things out. What are you trying to figure out?
If this would be the lawyer, if he's coming, would he be coming from the same road that we would be coming from, or
okay.
would he be coming from the other direction?
All right, sounds good. That's go ahead and roll plus reason.
Reason plus 2. It is a 7 total.
Okay, so you get to ask one of these questions.
How does the motorcycle fit into... Or is this, like, physically fit?
No, this is just, like,
how does
X relate to Y?
Okay, okay.
Uh-huh.
How does the motorcycle fit into... How does the direction fit into the lawyer's...
Not presence?
Point of origin...
How's the motorcycle connected to the lawyer? Or...
Sure. How's... Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, you remember having heard about this from Mr. Larson. You kind of collect some information about the local people. You know, and he's very important and a very kind of cautious, even man.
Mm.
And wouldn't be... driving around a vehicle like a motorcycle.
Right.
But you do remember that his younger nephew is a bit of an adventurous type and commonly drives a motorcycle around town.
Goes by the nickname of J-Rod.
Sure, I'll signal to him.
Okay. You wave him down, and it is indeed the nephew who introduces himself as J-Rod. Jimmy... Are you done, Michael?
Never.
Jimmy Rodriguez, go, tell us.
As who introduces himself as Jimmy Larson.
Oh, shucks.
J.L. Rod.
J.L. Joshua.
That's with a double D.
Rod.
Were you meeting my uncle here? He sent me a message for the people in the Estatesdale.
Yes, Jimmy, I was, but we're having a bit of an emergency. Do you know anything about this building or its construction?
Well, this was the Widow Brown's estate. She's been dead a good 5-10 years. Nobody really wanted to move out all of that old junk, so it's sat here. But that building's mighty old.
Excuse me, J-Rod, the building is actually empty now. There's no old junk in there.
So you came back from
out here. Oh, yeah, I heard the motorcycle, yeah.
Yeah.
At first I got myself a Pepsi float. And then I came out.
So you come around the side at the sound and says, yeah, well, they've been selling off things. Most of the upper levels still have her belongings up there. Mm-hmm. You were saying you were having trouble, though.
Yeah, Claire's trapped in the basement.
Well, I'm not surprised. This thing's mighty rough. So, you want me to help you?
If it's not too much trouble, can you help dig her out? Or find a window around the place?
I'm gonna ask.
Why don't you go ahead and try and convince... And anybody can help if they want.
Can I yell up from the basement?
You wanted to ask?
No, but it's he's got the stone.
It's kind of
this is what I do.
Speaking stone.
I do
too.
Yeah, can I help?
By all means, go ahead.
No, you can't help convince him because you're trapped in the basement.
Can I just yell help a lot from the basement? That will be very convincing just to hear them.
You can yell a lot in the basement, but it won't change anything.
You're going to roll to help?
I still haven't found any books down here. Are there any books upstairs in the attic?
Pepsi float. Thumbs down.
Dr. Pepper floats are good.
Yeah, those are floats. No, we used to have Tab floats. My parents are crazy. They drink Tab.
And Mountain Dew.
Tab, yuck. No, it's okay. It's good for LAN parties.
Is Tab just a cola?
Yeah, it's like a kind of...
It's a little more flavored than, Coke. It's kind of like Royal Crown.
What it's most famous for is boldly announcing right on the front of the can that it is known to cause cancer in the state of California.
Oh,
really?
Boom. Go California.
I wonder what they put in it.
Yeah, that one's to help him. Saccharin in the pink pack is sweet and low.
The help is just a roll plus trust.
Roll plus trust with the person doing it.
The person doing it. It's a 5. Looks like a failure. 4 or 5. Okay. 5.
Yeah, so with a 5... You end up losing trust with...
What?
I minus it, or he minuses it?
You minus it. So,
goodness.
You're trying to help, and...
Oh, no.
Mr. Freely is just, interrupting you and not giving you the respect you deserve.
What? I'd never...
Okay.
Trying to find...
Yeah. Okay, but here. We have something trapped in the basement, so just help us. Or not. Actually, I got an 8.
Okay.
8 total. Stop.
All right, I'll help you out, but You know, I know you folks are new in town. I'd really appreciate, you know, if you're good souls, you'll come to Saturday service with us. Reverend Brown is a mighty fine man. I'd gladly help you if I knew you might be interested in our particular faith.
My word is my bond.
All right. So he pokes around in his in around the containers along the, you know, the packs on his motorcycle, and pulls out a heavy tire iron, which he goes around to the back and basically helps you wrench open a few of the boards, and Claire is able to crawl out from underneath the root cellar back into the sun, looking only a bit more disheveled than before.
You found those roots for my shoulder you were talking about?
I did, yes. Some healing rutabagas as well as cabbage to cover up the wound with the rutabaga paste.
Does she know what she's talking about? Do you know what you're talking about?
I've read all kinds of books about herbal lore, as well as root cellar quick fixes. In this handy book called Kitchen Remedies. Oh. Written in 1918.
Oh, is that the one written by Lydia Childs?
No. That was 1818.
Oh.
She has no idea what she's talking about.
Thank you so much for the help, anyone. Does anyone know if there are any books up in the attic?
Well, I'm sure the widow had a lot of stuff up there. Mm. All the upper floor, you know, my uncle said everything's there. He wanted me to make sure that you knew everything that was going on. He was a bit indisposed and couldn't come up here right away, but he had me come up and let you in.
Where is he?
Why, he's down in the town square. He was speaking with some folks at the university.
Oh, anybody I would know by chance? I'm actually the author in residence there.
Oh, well, it's mighty nice to meet you. I don't know much about my uncle's colleagues. I do a few things for him now and then.
Well, I wonder, is there a good church in this town by any chance?
Why, there's only one good church. Like Mr. Freely has already agreed to go to the service, so that'll be work out quite well. You could all come.
That sounds wonderful.
We'd like to welcome you to the town properly.
Looking forward to it.
Well, I wonder, could you tell us more about the services as we walk upstairs and investigate the upstairs room to see if there are any books up there that we might be interested in?
The services?
The services. On Sunday.
Oh, the service.
Services.
Oh, yeah, well, we bring everyone in.
Tell us on the way upstairs.
Yes, lead the way, Mr. J-Rod. What was his name? What was the actual name?
I'm sorry.
What was his name?
Jimmy Larson.
Mr. Jimmy?
Jimmy. Just Larson? A quick question.
Uh-huh.
To recap, he came over here. He wants us to join him at the service right now, or is that later on?
No, he made an agreement that he'd help you out if you came to the service.
Okay.
Unrelated, he came up here to tell you that his uncle couldn't be there and to let you in.
But why?
To where his uncle should be.
Why are we going in without the executor? Do we know what we're supposed to be taking?
Books.
Yeah, you know that, like, the agreement was books, but clearly this isn't very high priority.
Okay. Alrighty.
It is odd.
Okay.
Alright, so you're wanting to head upstairs?
Mm-hmm. With Mr. Larson leading the way.
Okay.
Basic moves, if I may.
Yes.
Take them down.
Sure. So, as you were,
I want to look down the cellar real quick, too, though. See if there's anything down there. Did you search the whole cellar area?
Well, I think I did search around, but I don't think I really found anything.
Yeah, there wasn't that much there. She did search around.
Okay, we'll just go straight to the upstairs.
She found some interesting odds and ends, but nothing that quite made a lot of sense right at this point.
Okay.
All right. Jimmy, you know, helps you navigate, you know, says, oh, careful of that step, and brings you up to the upper level. And it appears there's a series of rooms, what looks like to be master and guest bedrooms, and a large room which houses lots of books. It's basically a very large study slash library that's filled to the brim with all kinds of dusty, ill-maintained books.
I'm looking for specifically anything weird.
Okay. Similar to the book that you found before?
Yes.
Okay, so you're wanting to poke around the library?
Yes, and that includes things that like might be concealed compartments, particularly falling chandeliers. Yeah.
you use poke around a lot when you're physically looking around through things rather than mentally
investigating,
thinking about things.
Cool. Poking around,
which is luck.
Oh, luck.
Mm-hmm.
Got a three.
A three.
A chandelier falls on your head.
Your shoes catch on fire.
That's them screaming.
Okay. So, as you're moving through and looking through the books, you pass a painting, and as you pass the painting, you could swear you almost saw something out of the corner of your eye, and what you don't see is that the painting seems to shift and move for a moment, but when you look around to look at it, it looks different, but it looks like it's been that way the whole time. So you're not quite sure what happened, but to another observer, the painting really did shift.
But I get a weird feeling about it?
You get kind of this weird nagging feeling, but you didn't see it, but
I stare at it really closely. I get like really close to it.
Okay. You know, it looks like this paint is very dried and solid and kind of a sheen of dust all the way over it. And it looks like this painting has been this way for, who knows, hundreds of years. A Game of Wits can be followed on agameofwits.blogspot.com, on Twitter @agameofwits, one word, our Facebook page, or through our podcast on iTunes.